Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
This digital dealer interview series is brought to you by our friends and partners at
Pure Cars,
VinQ,
Team MXS,
Fixed Ops
Digital, M1 Data and Analytics,
and Drive Century.
If you want more information or want to partner with the brew,
go to carguycoffee.com.
Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. And as we promised, we are bringing you a little something green, a little something new, a little something fresh, a new face to the industry. The one,
the only,
B.S.
Paul!
Let's go! Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Look at that smile. Lighten it up. Venus, welcome to the party. Do us a favor. And tell us real quick, tell those that are watching, tell everybody what it is that you do, how you got here, and how you started Brewing Solutions with us.
My company is called Win Solutions, which stands for whatever you need. So we are an OEM-compliant staffing and talent solution. We find people, we train them in automotive, and we provide that to agencies and leaders.
Simple as that. What a great service that's being provided out there. How long have you been doing that now?
Now 2 years. Wow. Started 2 years ago, and we've grown from 5 people to now almost 50.
Wow, that's really impressive. What along the way, I got to ask, we're trying to grow, we're trying to scale up. What along the way has been the biggest struggle to go from 5 to 50?
I think finding the right way to communicate what is it that you do has been a struggle. Because, you know, when you start a company, it's not like you have full clarity into what is it that you're going to do. First, you start trying, okay, I am good at this, I'm good at this, I'm good at this. But then I think really focusing into one thing, one thing only, and being able to communicate that in a way that makes sense for your clients is what has really taken us so seriously.
Yeah, it's a very powerful thing. When you can find what you're really great at, right? Yes. Good to great. That's how you go from a good company to a great company, is being laser focused on that one thing that's going to be the thing that helps everybody that you are the best at, right? So. So you feel you're the best at that, right? Mm-hmm. That's great. Going from 5 to that to that many people, I can't imagine. That's a beautiful thing. Congratulations on that. I know that's not easy work, like you said. Being able to communicate with that size staff, be able to keep relaying that same message and everybody echoes it, is very difficult to do, even if the message is clear, right? But being able to do that and do it with a smile like you got on your face all the time lets me know that you guys have a really clear message. So that being said, what's the best way people can get a hold of you if they do want to learn more about this?
You can email, text me, yell at me from across the room. That everything works. My email is venus@winwithus, and my phone number is 470-253-0651.
So make sure you guys reach out to her.
That's really cool. You communicate with her.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of
Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
Speaking of communication, I hear a little bit of accent in there. Let me take a guess. Alabama.
Not, I'm just even kidding.
Not even close. Not even close. Where are you from? Where do you hail from? Where does that beautiful accent come from?
I'm from Colombia.
Colombia! Hola!
You already know the food, yeah. The music, the dancing.
It's 10 minutes for me.
What? Actually, yeah. 10 minutes.
I believe that.
Wow.
That's really right. That's awesome. That's right.
We're neighbors.
That's so cool. There's a lot of reasons why people want to go down there. It's a beautiful country, great culture, great everything, and great car people are down there right now, right?
Great car people. We have a lot of... Actually, businesses and automotive that are expanding their operations because of the amazing talent that you can find in Colombia, in Medellin specifically. Everybody just has this passion to work, to do more, to become more. So it's definitely, as we say, talent that deserves to be exported.
Oh, my goodness. And that deserves attention. Does anything good car guys love to do, car guys and car gals, is find good places where there's good climate and some good food. We're all about getting some good food. But listen, this has been a great opportunity to be with you. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes. Hopefully you're having fun. What do you think of this event so far?
I love it. This is my second time in Digital Dealer, but the first time I wasn't working with my company. It was in another company, and I loved that. I started really having a lot of love for the automotive industry because of the amazing people like yourselves that you find here. Everybody has been so welcoming and so fantastic. So I've been enjoying the show.
You only get back what you put out, right? And you're putting out a lot of great things. You're putting out great product, great personality, and you're definitely out there putting yourself out there right now. So I can appreciate that, and I can tell you're going to get a lot back from that. So keep connecting yourself with amazing people like Jennifer and so many others out here who are dying to have somebody like you come in and be able to help their clients too. So I know it's a win-win situation. I know there's ways that we can all collab and make things better. So if there's anything we can ever do, please let us know. And folks, be looking for a five-liner soon, because I'm going to get her on the show. I want to learn more about her past now. We only had a few minutes here to be able to get some of this information from her. Hopefully you guys got a little bit of what's going on over here, a little sprinkle of that. But what I can tell you is we're going to give you guys a full pot of coffee with her here really soon, and we'll make sure that we get that done. So we'll see you guys soon on that, I'm sure.
See you at all. So car guys, car gals, thanks for joining us. But in order to finish any brew with us,
that is right.
We got to forgive, focus, and fly.
Always.
So on three, one, two, three.
Forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing, keep growing.
Thank you so much for brewing with us, everybody. I am Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Berlin R. Subcocular.
Solutions over here at the Pure Cars booth with the one,
the only,
Venus Bowl! Hey! We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Hey dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
What's up, everyone?
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Frelin Arch, subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. And we are excited to be here with the one,
the only, Courtney Pesco. That's right. What's going on?
Thank you. Now, you're no stranger to Brewing Solutions with us. You're no stranger to being able to conversation going and brewing, if you will. But tell us, what's been going on with you? What's been popping lately? Because there's a lot that's cooking inside your world.
Oh, there's so much. Working a lot. So working and doing a lot of community involvement. And I stay really busy with all of that. So
community involvement. So tell us a little bit more about what's happening in the community, because we challenge all of you to be active inside of your community. Because a solutionary isn't there to just make dollars, make sense, make customers happy, but also to be an impact to the community. And you do a lot of different things. Like, we didn't even have enough time to get in here to talk about all the places that you go and the people that you try to help. But tell us more about the community involvement that you actually do.
Well, it all started with my dealership. So they sent me to a leadership class. And for a year, every Thursday, once a month, I would go and I would view all of our 300 nonprofits that are here in Amarillo.
Wow.
So that was a very eye-opening experience. And through that, back in 2020, I started getting involved. I started doing a lot of stuff, going through boards and committees and everything, trying to figure out where I fit in and where I was meant to be. And I found a group that's called No Boundaries International. It's a faith-based nonprofit organization who helps everybody in hard and dark places, and we fight against human trafficking in Amarillo and surrounding cities. So,
wow, yeah. That's awesome. One, I did get one of the shirts, loved it, and I want one in every color if you have it. But the reaching people in dark places, what's been your motivator for that?
God.
Wow, amen to that.
Come on.
Yeah, so it only, not only, I get to speak through these people, but it's not me, it's the Holy Spirit speaking through me to these people, and to be able to look at everybody, every human, and look at them the way Jesus looks at them is absolutely amazing.
Oh man,
what a blessing that you're able to do. And that's the thing, like being able to do something that's more than cars. I hate to get cliche with the Automotive State of the Union, but it is. The jobs that we do afford us opportunities like that. The jobs that we do actually help us build more community. The jobs that we do actually help us be able to have the passions that we have in our heart, which is your Lord Jesus Christ, right? And I love that you're about that. You're about sharing that, but you're also about helping your community and helping people who are in places that they think are impossible to come away from. And you're able to go in there and show them, no, here's a hand that's guiding you towards this. Matter of fact, he's ready and he loves you no matter what you've done. So come on, yes, come with us and I'll show you the way. And the way is an amazing person. He's changed my life. He's made me a better person too. And he's made me who I am today. And I'm so blessed that he's part of my heart. And I think that a lot of people have God in their heart, but they get confused sometimes. I know I did, right? So when you get confused, sometimes you blame him for everything. When at the end of the day, you look later and you look at all the stuff you're blaming him for, you're like, thank you for that. And it's hard to see that until you have some gratitude. It's hard to see that until you've been through it and then let your heart open back up to him. So I'm glad you're out there sharing that message with people. It's super important.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
Yeah, and I would have never gotten into any of that if it wasn't for Street Toyota sending me out and doing these leadership classes. For all of that, I can go back and I can help, with Fred's help, mentor my employees and people in the community because of your help.
Oh,
and
you do all the work. The only thing I do is talk to her like she's my little sister, right? She is. One thing I love about you, Courtney, is that you're always trying to get better. Listen, none of us are perfect. She's not perfect. I'm not perfect. Lou's not perfect, but she's looking for ways just to get better, ways to honor her God, right? Ways to honor her family, ways to be more community involved. And you do it all yourself. All I do is just encourage you along the way. Yes, do that. It's great.
So
right?
There are times where I get home and I'm like, yeah, Fred told me to do that. And my husband, Brad, is, I've been telling you to do that for months. You don't listen to me, but you listen to Fred.
It's a reaffirmation. The one thing that's for sure, it's if anybody who's a parent out there that has kids, we all know that we can tell our kids something all the time, but if someone else's parents tell them, they do it. If a coach tells them, they do it. If a teacher, all of a sudden it's like a new idea. You're like, I've been telling you this the whole time. And it's important to get that from someone else, because when we have people that love us, we understand that a lot of times they're giving us advice. We're like, whatever. But then we hear from somebody else, you're like, oh, that's amazing. But Brad is a very smart guy. He married you, right? So that's a big win for him. So good for him and good for you both. I think you guys are a dynamic duo doing some amazing things in automotive. I want to throw a quick highlight to her real fast. If you guys don't know, and I'm sure you do, 40 Under 40 Automotive News this year. Fantastic job. That was a big goal of hers at the beginning of the year. Last year, she was in there, didn't quite make it past that first cut, right? This year, she was worried about it, but she did everything right. She kept moving and growing. She reapplied. She had a ton of people that were out there supporting her that wanted her to be nominated. So I know it was going to happen. I even told her that it's happening. It's like a foregone conclusion. You're definitely going to make it. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I know that's not your life goal is to make that, but that is a great stepping stone to help you be able to have the validation that you deserve to be able to speak at events like this, to be able to know that your voice is heard, right? And guess what? It's heard very loudly right now.
Okay.
Very loud. Very loud. And we love. One, we love to get the chance to hear about what is. We did say something earlier about being able to see people the way it's. And that's something that we want to try to make sure that we do encourage a culture of. And that's just an honor where we can actually look at somebody and honor them for who it is that they are, not being tripped up by who it is that they're not, and making sure that inside of that process, we find out how we add to them. Now, you and Brad are a bit of a power couple, right? You guys are in this industry working things out together, learning together, and forging your own way. What is it like having a spouse that speaks the language of this business at home?
So I'll be honest with you. At first, it was very difficult because we both brought work home. And that's all we talked about.
That never happened.
Yeah, never. So we had to compromise a lot and figure out, okay, for only 15 minutes when I get home from the dealership, because we've been at home all day on the vendor side, mm-hmm. We only had 15 minutes to talk about our day. And after that, we could not talk about work anymore.
That's nice.
I love that. Smart. Yeah. It is. It's smart because it's okay. We need to be able to let out. Explain that, but we also need to make sure that we separate that and understand that we need to talk about our relationship, us, because it can be work can be very overwhelming, especially in the automotive industry. We have a lot of stuff put on our shoulders, a lot of pressures, a lot of dealers. Like you're Your husband's been involved with so many different dealers over the years. You're involved with a big dealer group that has a huge market share in the Amarillo area. So you're constantly busy. You're running a department that is constantly, it's one of the hardest departments to run in automotive next to sales, and that's the B2C department.
Quick question. Do you know what SmartPixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew!
Come on now, back to the show.
And when you're looking at people making outbound calls and they're doing their job, there's a lot of different personalities in there. There's a lot of different things, much like the sales department. So you got to learn how to manage those and then deal with the bad apples. But in here's the deal. There's not a lot of bad apples, but there's a lot of people that are different today. There's a lot of people who have different expectations of what work looks like, or maybe processes. Like, some people just don't want to do it. Like, they just want to show up and get paid. And that's not the way this industry works. Overcoming, that's a big deal. But talking about that all day long when you get home to your husband or your spouse is not something good either. You want to let them know, hey, it was a good day, bad day. This is what happened. And then move on. But holding on to that and letting it linger will just bring it back into the workplace the next day, make it even worse. Just let it go. Forget focus, fly, and keep growing, right? That's something that's super important.
It's really hard when I'm like, yeah, this guy said this or this guy did that. And he's like, all right, I'm going up to work.
Right.
I'm going to go. Who do I need to beat up? And I'm like, nope, I can do.
Yeah, you can.
I can beat him up.
There's no doubt. She could definitely handle herself wherever she's at. What I love about you is you are a mentor, us talking and talking about what's happening at work, is how emotional you are with your people. Like, yes. in a good way. I don't mean emotional, like crybaby emotional. What I mean is, like, she takes everything that they do and what they want to her heart. If they're having a bad day, she's having a bad day. If they're having a good day, she's having a good day, because she wants everybody to feel great. So you're very emotionally attached to your team. So I love that you're that way. It's hard to separate that between business and friendship. I know it is. And sometimes you got to leave it to business. For you, what's one of the hardest things about leading a team?
How many different personalities there are. And yeah. You have to almost accommodate each personality in your room to make everybody work as a team. And that is sometimes really hard.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
That's a great answer. That's truth. And I think that everybody can relate to that. So what's been what are you doing to make a difference in that?
So we do the great news every day.
Hey.
And there are times where I get so busy that they're like, hey, can we do great news? And I'm like, Okay, let me stop what I'm doing, because this is way more important.
Yeah.
And we do the great news. And so it just is really enlightening that they will stop me and they're like, hey, it's time. It's team building time.
I love that. And that's something that I know you work a lot on, is team building, and you're always trying to find new ways. I know that you incorporate that. You even done some of the little different adjustments with it. I love that. I keep encouraging you all out there. If you're going to do something with your team and you don't have an idea, sit down and just talk about what's great in their lives. Try to find gratitude. You're going to find that most of them are going to have a hard time at first, but if you do it consistently, they'll be ready for you. They'll have great information to share with people to make sure that they get it. Sometimes you'll be in the middle of one and you're one of the second, let's say you're second or third that they're going to call. The first one comes up and you don't know what to say. You hear them and you start to get inspired by them. You're like, oh, that's right. I do have some great things going on, because we forget that. That's why it's important. Starting with gratitude is massive. And I have a lot of gratitude for you, Courtney, as a friend, as somebody that you always give me too much credit for some of your success. I appreciate that, but you do it all. And I appreciate how you and Brad treat me like family. You're always keeping us like involved and let me know what's going on in your life. But I appreciate that a lot. So I have a lot of gratitude for you and Brad both. And I have nothing but best wishes for you both. And I know your future is super bright. I know she's working at a dealership right now and she's doing a great job. And But the thing about life in automotive is that odds are you won't retire there, right? Odds are you're going to be somewhere. It's not that she's saying that she's doing that. I'm just saying, but the odds are not. So, folks, I'm just saying, like, be looking for some big things from her. Be looking for some amazing stuff, because one day those boots that she's wearing, they're going to be too small and she's going to have to get some new boots. So I'm proud of you. I'm excited about everything you're doing. We're going to be over at Drive Centric booth later today. Folks, come check it out at 1:00. We're going to be talking about what it's like to be mentored and what it's like to team up and collab and to be team built with that. But also, she's going to be dropping some great knowledge on how their system works extremely well in their stores. And then Lou, he's going to be opening up for us, getting us all pumped up and introducing us. So be ready. 1:00 Pacific Standard Time right here at the Drive Centric booth. We're going to have some fun. But come check us out at Pure Cars. We're here all day long. We're going to be fun. Our next interview is coming up.
You can probably see her right back there somewhere.
It is April Simmons, and if you guys know who she is, great. If you don't, where are you? Who are you? Right? We're going to bring it on. So I'm getting a cramp in my left leg. We're about to run this thing out. You ready, Lou?
We are ready for this. Courtney, you already know what to do to make sure that we do keep growing, and that's apply those F-bombs that don't offend the moms. Make sure that we focus
and we fly so we can keep growing. That's
so
right.
Let's do it loud and proud. Here we go on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Forget. Focus. Fly and keep growing.
Keep growing. So excited to have you on today. You are amazing. Car Guys, I'm Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
I'm Phil Lenard, subprime hero.
And you can brew a solution from the Car Guy Coffee Podcast here at the Pure Cars booth at Digital Dealer 2023 in fabulous Las Vegas with the one,
the only, Courtney Haskell.
That's right, everybody. We'll see you later. Deep.